You may think that it is coffee that runs through the veins of Ricardo Olmi and his chief master roaster, Michael. But it is not coffee that runs through their veins. It is definitely passion and love for the coffee industry, for those little beans that they cherish and actually try and get the best out of every time that they roast. And Ricardo, before I left, actually produced a espresso for me. He produced the Cuidado Light Roast, and it is really beautiful. I can still feel it as I'm walking along, away from the Drury Roastery towards London Bridge, past Tower Bridge, and back to where I'm going to catch the tube and go back home. But it was such a beautiful experience. I had 2 hours with Ricardo, who just was a delight to talk to, and so was Michael, the master roaster from Guyana, that I've come away with such a good feeling. Not only because I had a lovely coffee at the end of it, but because I was so welcomed and shown around and discuss a topic that I am passionate about, just as passionate as they are. So a big thank you goes out to Ricardo Olmi, the grandson of the founders of Drury Coffee and Teas. We never had a chance to talk about teas. That's another matter altogether. But as you know, Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is all about coffee and drawing the best out of each coffee bean that gets sent to them or they get given. And here again, Ricardo was very generous and gave me a yellow bourbon. He gave me the AAA BB plantation from India. And so I can't wait to taste and test those at home, extracted on my R58 Rocket espresso machine and all the other brewing methods that I will use. So stay tuned to Coffee Mumbo Jumbo. And I almost forgot to mention, as I'm walking past the Shard at St. Thomas Street in SE1, that of course I will be doing an extensive write-up on coffeemumbojumbo.com. So it's worth checking out coffeemumbojumbo.com soon as well.